Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The Back to Brilliance Hour is here, and you won't want to miss it. It airs every second and fourth Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central Time. Change is coming. Being ready is essential. When you own your brilliance, you are connected to the life force of the universe. You create what your heart desires. You gain freedom from everything that limits you. This program gives you the keys to the mastery of your life. Join Lynn and Vivian for the Back to Brilliance Hour right here on GGM Radio, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Central.
Hello. Welcome to the Back to Brilliance Hour. This is Lynn Hoft, and I'm here with my friend and business partner, Vivian. Do you want to say hello?
Hello, this is Vivian.
And we're ready for another conversation. Tonight, our topic is Awaken to Consciousness Beyond Limitation. And as we're sitting here in the heartland of Minnesota with lots of snow outdoors, on this very important evening, tomorrow is the 12/12, and that's always a dynamic date in any year, and this year, the year of 2012, so it's really 12/12/12. You've got triple 12 energy going tomorrow. It's going to be ushering in some new energies that have never been on this planet before. And none of us really know exactly what to expect. But this is a time of great importance and a time to really take to heart this idea about consciousness and about how to go beyond the limits that we put on our own selves so that we can move into a more expanded awareness of what's really going on. Tonight's session is going to help us expand our understanding of personal and collective brilliance. To be the life force, our essence, our true expression. We are that. And the more we're understanding and the clearer we are, the more we can radiate that purity of heart and soul and mind and expression. So our true expression is to be and radiate brilliance, and we are ascending beings. We've started writing in the last year and a half about ascension and how that relates to brilliance, because we have discovered in the day-to-day slog through our own lives that the closer we can stay in touch with our brilliance, the easier our lives become. And when we lose track of that brilliance is when things become uncomfortable. So let me see. I'm getting carried away. This is such a big topic, and it's also one of my favorite topics. We're talking about becoming multidimensional beings, having a multidimensional awareness. And there's a lot of talk these days about multidimensionality, moving from the third dimension to the fourth dimension to the fifth dimension. And we're right in the middle of that conversation. And finally, to know that in this expanded state, we foster unity, harmony, and oneness for all existence.
Three of the main points tonight, we can call them objectives, I guess, is number one, to know that our individual brilliance and our collective brilliance allows us to choose the highest dimension of beingness. Brilliance is actually like a key that unlocks the lock of this higher consciousness. Second, being confident and comfortable in our ascending awareness, our expansion, and to know that we are conscious co-creators of a new world of peace and love. A lot of that is our job to create this new world. And number three, acting for the good of all. When we come from brilliance, the good of all is the norm for anything and everything that we're thinking and doing.
Before we get going, we can, I don't know if we're seeing any callers on the lines now, but what we're going to do is we're going to keep the phone lines closed for probably the first, close to half hour, while we go through the information that we prepared to share with you tonight. And then after we have a station break, we will open the lines up. And if you have questions, we would love to hear from you. So save your questions and comments, and know that we will be taking those in probably 25 minutes or so. Also, just another mention, if you are online looking at the chat room, which if you called in or if you logged in online to Blog Talk Radio and found us that way, at the bottom of that box of information, below that is where the chat room should be showing up right now. And Vivian's put some welcoming information in there. And if you decide that you want to speak on the phone lines, then just call this number, and we'll post that up there on the chat line, too. It's 347-237-5339. So the call-in number is 347-237-5339. And again, we'll be taking, opening the lines for the calls later in about 25 minutes. So we're going to get started with our first element. It's time to wake up to who we are, brilliance consciousness, which takes us into a higher state of being. We've defined ourselves through our beliefs, our thoughts, our physical and external presence, and now we must wake up to a new understanding and definition of who we are from the inside out. We have been working with the brilliance and understanding the brilliance formula for more than 20 years, and have a number of people now that we've worked with that we share ideas with and find out how it's going for them and what's working now. And so it's been a process of personal discovery and also of getting a real clear understanding that we are brilliance. And what is brilliance? Well, we've talked about this before. We all kind of have an idea of what brilliance is. Some say higher power. Some say the light within us. And there are others who say the God force. And I would say all of those are correct. It's the highest expression of who we are. And as we move into this time where we're not so individualized, but where we are moving more of a into a world of more of a oneness consciousness, we will find more and more how our brilliance and the brilliance of others tend to connect and reconnect and reconfigure in marvelous ways. So instead of looking at ourselves from the outside, I'm 5'10", way too much. I have dark hair, curly, you know, and so forth. We look at our brilliance inside and realize that this is the truth of who we are. This amazing light that has all the answers that we need in every moment is truly the truth of who we are. And so that's kind of what we mean by looking from the inside out. So our old belief systems, judgments, ideas about who we are, who we have been, are beginning to evaporate. I don't know about you, but I found myself the last week or so, as these new high energies are coming in that go along with the 12-12-12, and then again, I mean, really, for me, guys, the most powerful energetic day I have experienced was the 11-11-11 a year ago. And now we're at the full circle at the 12-12-12 tomorrow. And then we still have the solstice to top it all off with all of the prophecies and predictions about all of us moving into a new golden age. Anyway, I have found myself, all these crazy old thoughts have been coming up for me. I was thinking about my brother today and something he said to me when our mother was dying, and it was something that was painful at the time, and I was feeling pain, and then I realized that I was remembering that situation because it's time to let go and forgive and see that it really, you know, it was just part of that grief process that we were all going through as a family, and that, you know, whether he handled it the way he wanted to or not, he probably did the best he could, and as did I. And I know that we all have those things that we're kind of still stuck in, and they're defining our relationships and who we are to others, and it's time to let them go, because there really is nothing more important. One of our favorite sayings is, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And that's a no-brainer. Of course I want to be right. No, I'm kidding. No, of course we want to be happy. Why, you know, that's the big goal. And so clearing out all that stuff, it's time for clearing, and don't feel like you have to do a lot, but just when stuff comes up, just let it go. Just see your brilliance blaze right through it and see it turn into its own brilliance. Here's another way, a new way to define who we are. I am a waveform of the highest frequency of love. That's another definition for brilliance. Brilliance is that highest love. And so I am a waveform of the highest frequency of love, brilliance. I made a note to myself, and I don't remember what it was about. We are a living force that is limitless and powerful beyond our imagination. Melanie Williams, Marianne Williams, a wonderful philosopher, probably most of you have heard of her, at one point made a statement about getting to know ourselves and how great we are is our biggest challenge. You know, it's not seeing how small and lowly we are that may be what we're afraid of, but the bottom line is really, really seeing who we are as far as our limitless power goes. And honoring that and accepting that and being it. So we are a living force that is limitless and powerful beyond our imagination. Okay, Vivian?
Our second major point tonight is this. We must learn to live from our brilliance in order to create a new world of peace and love. I'm sure you may have wished for this. You know, I wish things were different, or I wish people could just get along, or I wish my kids didn't fight every day, or I wish we could get done with these wars once and for all. Well, if wishes were powerful, everything would have changed already. But it takes awareness and it takes action to make this new world. And the only place we can make it from is that place of brilliance. Now, you know, we really need to take a look at the world. You can see any number of things. We mentioned war. Sometimes there's hatred between cultures. There's big companies going to undeveloped countries and taking advantage of their resources and their people. There's, you know, abuse, whether it's bullies and victims or teachers to students, it doesn't matter. We need to say, well, where is that behavior coming from? It's not brilliance. Actually, it's coming from these old habits of thinking. Winners versus losers, strong versus weak, rich versus poor, or me versus anybody and everybody else. Now, sometimes we've learned it from our family that that's the way life is supposed to be. Sometimes we get it from the ads in our own country. I know Lynn and I have been watching a few ads, and it seems like cars, the only cars they're advertising are the luxury cars and the big trucks. And it's sort of like, well, if you're rich, you're really doing well. You're a really great person. And even though we may not think that consciously, that unconscious culture around us is promoting that. And sometimes that means we do some things and we get into some systems that are abusive, and they work from the me versus them thought system. And it doesn't make the world peaceful, and it doesn't make the world loving. So we have to go to a different place. Sometimes you look at the education system. If you get an A, boy, oh boy, you're doing great. If you get a C, well, then maybe not so much. Really, if you look at it, it's about the system of teaching. It's about the curriculum. It's about how each person learns. It's not about the person who got the A or the person who got the C. Does it make them better in any way? So these old patterns of thought just have to go if we want a new world. The world mirrors us, our thinking. We are creating it thought by thought by thought. So when it really comes down to it, it comes back to you and to me. So we have to change ourselves before we can change the world. And how do we do that? Everybody wants to know, how do we change ourselves? Well, the first big one for me is changing the thoughts inside my head and trying to move more into my heart. You know, on some mornings, people will get out of the wrong side of bed. Somebody might even say it to them, or they just feel that way, or people kind of stay away from them. In other words, we get up with an attitude, and that originates in our thinking. So if we want to change that, we have to catch the feeling that we're having and let it lead us back to our thought. What was that thought I just had? Because that's what created my attitude and my feeling. And then immediately we can shift to another thought that's more real. For instance, if you have something you're worrying about and you wake up worrying about it, well, you can continue to worry about it and just get into a funk or a bad mood or an attitude, or you can switch your thought from worry to, like, solution. What is my solution for this thing that's in my life? Immediately your energy is going to shift. When you go to looking at solutions, you get a surge of energy that can change everything, can change how you're feeling, and can change what you're going to do. And some of these thoughts that we have are literally about ourselves. And we might not want to go to work. We think we're a victim from our, you know, by the boss. And we get stuck blaming ourselves or blaming somebody else for what's going on. This is not true. Instead, what is true is that we are made, as Lynn was saying, of the same stuff, this life force of the universe. You can call it quantum energy or brilliance or wisdom or soul power, but when we accept it, that's when our life changes, because we're whole and we know how we feel, we know what we can do, we know who we are, and we continue to move back into that brilliance as much as we can. And from that place, we create something new. Otherwise, we're just rerunning the same old games that we've been involved in, and they haven't made us any too happy. You know when you're happy, and you know when you're not. So what do we want? We get to choose. Do I want war and hatred and winning, you know, at the expense of everybody else, and anger and judgment? Or do I want peace and love and joy and collaboration and respect and creativity? We get to choose. Now, a lot of you are going to say, oh, I'm not that powerful. I didn't create the war and all that, but any thought that I have that diminishes somebody else or judges somebody else adds to that energy of discord, of conflict. So if I can change that in myself, then that changes everything around me. And then all of those people around me change again, because I'm giving out a better vibration, and we are able to change the world by this way, this changing our thoughts. So it really is a choice. It's a wonderful choice. It's worth every minute of awareness that we take, because now's the time. If we can't let go of these old things now, we don't get to move to this more beautiful place of being, and that is what I want. And I know that most people want the same thing.
Thanks, Viv. While Vivian was talking, I've been sitting here reflecting a bit. And one of the things that I'm learning to do in the last year or so, she mentioned our third-dimensional consciousness around wealth. You know, you got the biggest car, the fanciest car, the biggest house, the prettiest wife, blah, 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 blah. And the thing is, thinking in terms of what third-dimensional means, third-dimensional is duality. So you've either got the nice car, you've got an old clunker. You got a beautiful wife, or she's just not quite so pretty. You've got a wonderful job, or you're struggling to make ends meet. That's third dimension. That's opposites. That's extremes. That's the world we've been living in. Have I said enough to make you realize why it's worth getting out of third dimension? Imagine, and this is where your brilliance comes in now. We have this inner brilliance clock or consciousness that can see and experience a much bigger, a much more expanded world. I mean, if you aren't starting to think outside the box yet, you better wake up, because there, as we make this shift in the next few weeks and the next few months, we're going places that you probably never thought of before. And they are worlds that are amazing. And part of what makes them so amazing is, first of all, they're not third-dimensional worlds. They're not opposites. They're not polarities. They're not up-down, better-than, worse-than, beautiful, ugly. None of those things exist. What exists is wholeness, completeness, fullness. The colors are brighter. The lights are bolder. It offers so many more, I'm going to use the word challenge in a positive way, to our senses. Imagine a world where everyone has everything they need. No one is struggling. No one is suffering. No one is hungry. No one is fighting a war. All of those concepts are third-dimensional concepts. Hunger, starvation, poverty, war. You got to have one side or the other. That's what 3D means. We are moving out of third dimension. And that is, to me, is a big hallelujah. It's time. And we have earned the right to live as whole beings, to express the finest that we are, which is our brilliance. Our brilliance now moves to the front, and that is who we are going to be all the time, is our own brilliance. And we're going to just razzle dazzle. And everybody around us is going to razzle dazzle too. I'm expecting a big party. I think we should at least start it off that way. I know we're planning some celebrating here around the 21st of the solstice, but start thinking about what kind of world do I want? If I could have anything I wanted, what would I create? Because truly, you're not a small little worm that crawls in the ground and that can't do squat. We are giants. We are spiritual giants. We have the abilities to do so much. And I was thinking of something else that I came across on the internet in the last couple of months, and it's the Keshi Foundation. I don't know if you've seen it. Keishe. It's got quite a large web presence. It's about new energies and new technologies that serve in a whole variety of ways, where using quantum energy for electrical power generation, using some of the healing tools of the universe for health and healing. I mean, if you want to get some more ideas, even bigger ideas of what's possible, go check out their site, the Keshi Foundation. It just kind of is a way to kind of wake up and go, oh my God, I want to know more about this. So, choosing to create the highest good of the whole is what our brilliance is about. We call it a source connection, connected to the highest source that, like source I am, the highest source that I am is expressed through my brilliance, and choosing to create the highest good of the whole. It's time to be love in every possible moment. And somebody might say, well, why? And I would just say, well, why not? I am so sick of this other backwards way of being. And really, the only thing that keeps us from joining with love is attachments to who we are, our ego over love, false measures over real. It's all these thoughts that we have that are just made up, adopted. We've carried them around long enough. You can let them go now. Okay, Viv.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take just a short station break, and we'll be right back. And after that, we'll see if we can answer some questions or get you involved.
You're listening to the Back to Brilliance Hour with Vivian Hildebrandt and Lynn Hoft on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Lynn and Vivian.
We are back again. This is Vivian. And we don't have anybody who has a question at this time. But I'm thinking in this season of the holidays, we are prone to get stressed out, and we have our lists, and we have more lists, and we have everything we need to do if you're like me or some of my friends. And we can get caught up in something that really isn't at the heart of the season, at the heart of who we are. You know, if we get a little irritated in traffic, or if we get upset with somebody in our home, we just need to shift right out of that and just go straight back to love. Because I know this season is very commercial, but at the heart of it are concepts of love. Doesn't matter whether you belong to a religion that is part of this holiday season or not. When we come to this kind of time, it's good for us to dig deep. And if we dig deep inside of ourselves, we're going to find that well, that total core of love that we have. And all we need to do to get to it is shift from any thought that would separate us from that wonderful, wonderful place inside of us. Lynn, do you have any more thoughts at all?
Well, I really liked that last one. about really distinguishing the difference between third dimension and the higher worlds beyond third dimension, the higher dimensions. Fourth dimension is thought, by the way. We didn't talk about that. Fifth dimension is mind. And, of course, it's love. It's mind in a whole way we've not understood before. It's mind in a way that we are instantaneously connected with each other at an energetic level to put the best and highest attention on what we're going to create. So manifestation happens very quickly in the fifth dimensional world. And how do I know all this? Well, I've been very curious, and I've studied everything I could find out about, because I sure don't want to miss out. I sure want to make sure that when the door opens for fifth dimension, I'm one of the first ones coming in through the gate there. I think the most important thing to remember is love. Brilliance is love. It's our key to love. It's the key to our heart. It's the part of us that also it's the part of us that recognizes each other and the truth of who we are. And it's the part of us that sees beyond all this silly stuff that we do. You know, our old acting out of our old belief system or our old opinions about other people or our old attitudes about, well, I'm sure better than he is, or what, however that goes. You know, all that comparison and duality stuff, brilliance sees right through it. All you have to do is stop a minute and step back into your brilliance, and then look again. And at that point, all that other stuff just doesn't look that important. And, you know, especially when if you're around people, sometimes their tempers get short and they're in such a hurry they can't see beyond the plan that they have moving forward. And, you know, they're just kind of lost in the days. And we've all been there. Just checking in and seeing their brilliance. Maybe just a smile, you know, maybe just a nod. That's a way to communicate love. And when you do that, it can change the whole feeling of what's going on around you. So, go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, what Lynn was just saying reminded me this afternoon. I was looking at some jokes and quotes and stories, and one of them said, "Just imagine yourself on the road. You're driving. Now, the person who's driving slower than you is an idiot." And the person who's driving faster than you is a maniac. Now, just imagine, you're in the middle, of course. You have the perfect perspective there, and you have all these names for people who aren't right where you are. Isn't that just an analogy to where we are? We have all these old shoulds and these old descriptions and these old boxes that we put people into. And it is so nice to get rid of those limitations and to move from the heart instead of moving from the old stuff in our heads. And it's such a good feeling not to be in that place where you're just throwing out all these boxes on everybody else. And that is limiting. That is limitation. So it's a good time of year just to get rid of that, because we are all moving pretty fast anyway. So just a fun little analogy that I thought of when Lynn talked about what she did.
Well, it looks like we've pretty well covered this evening's topic. We were talking about awaken to consciousness beyond limitation. And I think we kind of got there. Before we're out of time, well, even if we're assuming that most of you are coming in to listen to the call, and all of our calls are recorded and archived for listening at your convenience. So at about this point, you've pretty much heard what we have to say. If you have a question or a comment, we would love to hear from you. We have a blog. It's at our website is backtobrilliance.com. That's www.backtobrilliance.com, and then it's /blog. BLOG. So if you go to backtobrilliance.com/blog, you'll see our blog page. And yesterday, or in the last couple of days, I posted a blog notice that lists all of the calls, the blog talk radio calls that we've done. We just started in October, so there are 4 calls, and then we'll add the link for today's call. So they're all listed there. So if you did want to go back to listen to any of the earlier calls, you can kind of pick them up quite easily by going to the blog page. And or otherwise, you know, you can just Google Blog Talk Radio, and then go to WGGM. That's our sponsor, B. DeLozier. And she's got a page that has all of the archives in her system, and there are hundreds of archives in there, but they're all listed in order of appearance by title, so they're pretty easy to find. So I just wanted to be sure to invite you to go back and listen to those and share them with your friends. And if you wanted to, you could also write a comment to us on the blog. We love to get those, and we'd be happy to post you a note back. Viv, anything to add?
We do have someone online who just got online. I'm just going to open up the line for 618. Do you have any comments or any questions?
Hi, ladies.
Hi there.
I was listening, trying to listen, but the only thing I find about, you know, staying in your higher, your brilliance, what's negative to me is people in general, humans. I seem to, you know, I'm not kidding. I mean, I've had a lot. I've worked as a psychic for 40 years, actually more than 40 years, and done a lot of different shows, and I've worked in Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Hawaii for 4 years. And I'm not saying it's all negative, I mean, but I've met a lot of interesting people, but I do seem to find a lot of people are not really, I mean, I've gone to many churches in that, and they're not into working with their higher selves. They're not understanding exactly what I am trying to do. And I mean, I know that's just part of life. I mean, trying, you know, everybody's got their own thing they do, and not everyone is working with, they don't understand their soul, about their soul and their soul connections and things like that, especially around this time of year. You hear so much negativity, and you also do hear a little bit of positive energy, but dealing with people is kind of difficult sometimes.
So this
that's
is
what
Susan,
you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. Is this Susan?
In general. Yes, it is.
Oh, glad.
But I'm not saying, I've met a lot of nice people too, and I enjoy all the different radio shows and connect with things that people are saying, you know, about, I consider myself mostly a spiritualist, but I've also taught and done different things, so it's kind of a hodgepodge in general.
Susan, wouldn't
working
you
with people.
Right. Wouldn't you agree, though, that they have been limited by what they believe, not only about themselves, but other people have told them that they are?
Oh, of course.
Yes. It really reinforces that limitation. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And it's very disappointing. I like to work in groups of 30 people or less, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've done more. But, people come to go to these places to learn things, and then at the same time, the average person tries to get it, but, you know, they're limited because of the way they were raised. They haven't had the experience, or they haven't, you know, a lot of this actually that we do and that you do, I believe it's connected with past lives. It's like a gather, like a rolling stone. We're gathering information from one life to another, I believe.
Hmm.
I don't believe it's all happened. All my knowledge is from this lifetime. No, I don't. I believe it's from other lives also. Connections.
Thank
like
you.
For an example, I was in Hawaii for 4 years. And I would go out with my girlfriend to the flea market. And you would think I was just walking along. Then all of a sudden, you know, a group of people came up to me, hugged me, shook my hand. This was so kind. It was like I stepped into Alfred Hitchcock's show. But the lady that was with me didn't understand that all these people did not know me. I've never met them before. That they knew me from a different lifetime.
Yeah.
And that does happen.
Yeah.
I mean, but it does not happen to, like, everyone does not play the piano. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you've got a good point there, Susan.
We're gifted. Yeah,
we're gifted. Believers in reincarnation. We've studied it for years, and Viv and I were both on a spiritual path in the past together where, you know, there was a lot of information and insights on past lives. But
that you both gathered.
But, yeah, but the thing is, right now, our challenges are bigger than any life experience we've had. And it seems like the most important thing to focus on now is how to make that brilliance connection, how to get connected to who we truly are. While you were talking about, you know, your experience with people, it
mm-hmm.
just reminded me of mood levels, which is one of the keys brilliant pieces of the brilliance formula is understanding moods, and that was a huge piece for me, and
mm-hmm.
I got it down to a very simple distinction in that we all have moods, and they go up and down like the tide every day
mm-hmm.
in and out. You know, a lot of people have a low mood near meal time. You can almost clock on them, you know, the way they flow through. But in extremes, without understanding moods, many of us have gotten into a low mood over something that we were thinking about. I know I had one of the busiest minds on the planet, so I understand how easy it is to get into one thought attack. Sometimes I'd have four or five thought attacks going at the same time. Heck, I wasn't aware of anybody else around me. I was so caught up in all these things that weren't working, you know, myself out. And I could be in a low mood for months. I realized that I was doing it to myself by choosing the thoughts that I was choosing. Now, that sounds like a real oversimplification. And
no,
for
I understand
our people with depressive disorders, you know, I believe that, but I also believe that a lot of it, you know, what came first? Some of it's that those habits that we have about being caught up in low moods. And then, worse than that, acting in a low mood. Now, that
yeah.
makes it 10 times worse. Then you got to go back and clean up your mess if you ever get out of that mood in the first place.
That's well, a lot learning, of work, isn't it?
Learning how moods work, learning how
mm-hmm.
to manage your moods, learning when you're in a low mood so that you don't, you know, so that you take a break, give yourself some time off, whatever, but, you know,
right.
move out of the line of fire.
Yeah, get on something else, you know. That makes
right.
sense.
Yeah, and I think this time of year, too, is easier for people. They've got so much on their mind, and there are so many issues going on around the holidays that there are those that have plenty of resources and yet they don't have much time. There are those that are lacking in resources and are feeling like they'd like to do more. You know, there's all this stuff going on, which is also can contribute to a low mood. And it's really a challenge to look at the beauty that is around us in every moment and know
right.
we're moving in the right direction. And I personally believe that we're almost there. We're almost home, Susan. This is not the time to let go.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yes, you're excited about that too, aren't you? I can tell.
I am.
Yes, the vibration's changing. Yes,
tomorrow's
12-12-12. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly,
yeah,
and hopefully if people don't realize or the everyday person doesn't think too much about the vibrations changing, but, you know, if you're sensitive, even for over the past year, like the energies of the full moon have changed, the energies of the moons, you know, the different moon phases have changed our energies. A full moon isn't like what it used to be years ago. Even last year, I've noticed a difference over the past year about the full moon and different things like that.
Right, right.
And well, the whole thing, it the energies are shifting. I mean, within everything. The spirituality, especially even the crystals and the stones, have a lot to do with it. It's just amazing. Everything's connected, and a lot of humans just don't realize the full picture of the importance of it.
You know, and all of those themes that you brought up reminded me how blessed we are that B. Delorier set up the WGGM radio station on Blog Talk about 10 or 11 years ago now, because she has programs that cover a lot of the topics that you've mentioned. So thanks to B.
I'm into all of it.
Right. We can tell. We're going to have to end this evening. Viv, do you have a thought or two you want to share?
Well, we always try to pick out 2 to 3 points of our conversation that we can hold on to. One of them for me is I am brilliance, a powerful aspect of the life force of the universe. That's who I am. I am brilliance. You can use any name you wish to put in there, but that's what we are. I can choose what I wish to create. That's pretty powerful. I love that part. And when I choose brilliance, I choose to create the highest good for all. And that means we're joined together in a wonderful kind of harmony. So those are some things that you may want to remember. And if you have anything that you want to really work on, jot it down, put it on your fridge. Maybe you're going to let go of something.
maybe you're going to try to move to your brilliance as fast as you can. But whatever it is you want to work on, write it down, put it on a little sticky note, put it somewhere where you can see it, and continue in the next couple of weeks to work on that. So, Lynn?
Yes, just some logistics. On the 25th of December is when we would be scheduled for our next call. And instead, Bea is going to run an evening of Christmas carols for all of us on that evening. And so we will be back in January with a new topic. And I don't have the topic.
Okay. No, I don't either.
But we'll get that topic out on the blog. Or those of you that are on our mailing list, also we send out a notice a week before these events, and then we have a little more together maybe sometimes. So thank you very much for those who've joined us this evening, and thanks to all of you who've come in later to listen to the calls. We'd love, as we said, to hear from you. Post a comment on the Back to Brilliance blog.
And have a good holiday season.
Happy holidays. Good night.